these little, well, they're root vegetables, and they're little red things, and they're red on the outside and white on the inside.
Radishes.
Yeah. And now the mushy sort of red ones that grow on the plants that you have to stake.
Tomatoes.
Have you ever seen any of those little bitty ones?
No, they're Thompson tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
They're dwarf tomatoes, a little bit of red.
Yeah, little ones like that. Yeah. And, now, what different kinds of potatoes might you have that they might grow?
I don't know, arch potatoes, sweet potatoes.
That's what I meant. Now what about the vegetable that, well, that makes your eyes water when you cut it up?
Onion.
Yeah. What do you call the, you know, the little sort of tender young ones that you pull the whole thing and, that people eat them green, you know, they call those
spring onions.
Spring onions. And let's see, what, now it's like if you were making a vegetable soup for maybe a gumbo or something, what would you use, what would you put in it usually?
I put okra, corn, tomato, onion, carrots, and most any kind of vegetable I would put in there, my meat, ball, a rich ball of hamburger meat, and not the bone, and my pepper, salt. And if I wanted to get it kind of a little thick, put me a tablespoon full of Rolo's in it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I didn't know that you put Rolo's in it, thicken it up. Well, now, when people would have gardens, would they raise cabbage?
Cabbage, collards, turnip greens and mustard, spinach.
Well, did, now like with cabbage, how big would they get, you know, when they raise them?
Well, I have raised them right out there, weighing 3 and 4 pounds, cabbage.
Oh, really?
When I was young, I used to raise great big heads of cabbage, just solid. And I raised collards that tall, and my husband killed them up that winter and pinned the leaves together, and their head almost like a white-head cabbage.
Oh.
I know little things.
Oh, wow. That's just great. Well, I never even knew that. I didn't know that they do that.
What, collards? Oh, yes, they do. If you pin them up and take some of them outside leaves and head the inside of them, and they'd be so pretty and green and white and good, they're good.
Now, what about beans? Like if you had some kind of beans that you wanted to get to separate them,
From the beans.
Yeah, you'd say that you'd have to.
Peas, English peas, and any kind of pea, like a crowder pea or purple hull pea, you have to shell it to get the inside
out. Well, now what about the kind of beans that you just
break and snap? They're snap beans. Those are Kentucky beans and snap beans.
Now they're a green. Now is that the same as green beans?
That's
snap
green.
Beans? Another name.
Just call them snap beans because they have snap them and string, you know. I got a bowl full of cooked Saturday.
Oh, you do? Well, what about butter beans?
You got the shell.